Blog Talk Radio.
Music.
Just like Thank you. then your peace would have been like the river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. What would it be like to experience peace like a river? What would it feel like to float on a continual stream of rest and contentment? How would past circumstances have turned out differently if only we would have listened to the commandments of God? Isaiah makes it clear that a lifestyle of peace and righteousness is readily available to us if we will simply follow the Lord our God, who leads us in the way we should go. Let's open our hearts and minds to the Spirit of the loving God today and ask Him to mold and shape us into followers of His direction. Psalms chapter 32, verse 8 and 9 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. The Lord is faithful to give direction. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word illuminates the ways in which we should go physically, emotionally, and mentally. His word is designed to influence the ways we think, feel, and act. If we will choose to follow the direction offered to us in Scripture, we will discover a wellspring of peace and righteousness that completely drenches every part of our hearts with passion and purpose. Scripture is also clear that God continues to speak to us and offer us direction straight from His voice. John 10, verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. All throughout the New Testament, we see God's people living and working by the direct word of the Lord. The Holy Spirit loves to speak to us and give us knowledge of His plan for us. Our job is to keep our ears open to Him and respond any time He offers us direction. He longs to lead us daily into incredible plans He has for us. He longs to direct us into abundant peace, joy, and purpose. And as His sheep, we acknowledge the leadership of our shepherd and trust in His guidance. What situation lies before you today in which you need direction of your all-knowing, loving Heavenly Father? Where do you need peace and righteousness today? Where do you need your path illuminated? Dive into the Word and God's heart under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and search out His commandment for your life. Tune your ears to the frequency of God's Spirit and listen to whatever He will say to you. May you discover the direction you need today as you pray. Meditate on God's desire and ability to offer you direction through His word and voice. Psalms 37, verse 23, the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in His way. Where do you need God's direction today? Where do you need the peace that comes from knowing God's will and desire for you? Ask the Spirit to direct you right now and dive into what God's Word says about your circumstances. Trust that God will speak to you because He loves you. He will make His will known to you if you ask Him. God never desires to send you out into this world on your own. He longs to establish you as a good follower of His direction. He longs to teach you how to live your life under the guidance of the Spirit and the Word. So spend time receiving fresh revelation on what it looks like to follow your Heavenly Father and receive His will. Ask Him to guide you throughout your day today and teach you how to be a good follower. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 37. It'll bring this devotional more to light. Amen. Well, this brings us to the question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty, weary road of never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Do you lack purpose in life and need some? Or you suffer from anxiety or depression. Or you suffer from something so much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornography, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he must know you. If he does not know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question brings us to this. Do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries like to welcome you into the family of God. We like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And you know, you could call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And let us know if you said that prayer. Amen. Let's pick up 111. Uh-huh. All right. Let's try another 111. Let's try another 111. Hello?
Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Power, Jesus. Thank you.
All righty. Okay. Let's take a caller. 111. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. Lilith, and I'd like to say hello.
Well, hello.
All right. Pastor Kent, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'd like to say a prayer. I'd like to say a prayer for Mr. Joe Gibson. The other day, he had some guy calling himself the governor of Colorado. I think the governor. Yeah, I don't know. He had these crazy people on there. And he was talking about on the day it was supposed to be martial law. And he said, I don't approve of that. And the second prayer is for Tony Gaga. He's going through a relationship where I guess they're no longer together. And now he's trying to be a gangster. And I'll tell you one thing, he ain't no gangster. I mean, he's more like a crybaby. But and the third prayer is for Commander Bermacucci from the NSA. Because he talked about Jews. Jews this and Jews that, and Jews is the evil of the world. And I don't believe that. And he's a doctor.
Oh, okay. Well, he just dropped. Sorry to hear that. Oh, maybe you call back in. All righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, say in your heart of hearts, not my will, but thine be done. My will is to glorify myself in you. My will is to be beautified on the inside of you by demonstration of my spirit and demonstration of my power. Receive of the gifts of heaven this day, says God, gifts of healing, tongues, miracles, discernment, the fullness of all that filleth all and all that you might manifest myself in you, and doing manifest who am I ordained you to be. You are not a failure. You are not under the curse. There have been those who have cursed you, but I have blessed you. There have been those who mocked you in your hope, but I have not mocked you, says God. I have not mocked you, but I have sent the only begotten into the world to cause his highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled to become reality in your life. There is no lack, says God. I am the lack, therefore you are not in lack. Are you going to believe the bank balance of a man's financial institution or the bank balance of heaven that is accrued to you to my promise? Listen to me, says God, for I am a blank check, God, and the vaults of heaven are standing open that you might withdraw by faith all that you need of. That isn't what others have taught you, but you have to make your mind up if you believe the simple testimony of my word or the convoluted theories and formulas of unbelief by which man makes. My word of none effect. Anchor yourself in me. Let this mind be in you that was me, the Christ mind, that enabled me to overcome the wicked one and enabling you to find the empowerment from on high that will change the situation you are struggling with. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. There's nothing suspicious going on with GRM, Tommy. Okay? This is a live show, okay? It's today's date is the 12th of August of 2021. There's no callers to take, Ashley. Oh, wait a minute. One just pushed the one key. Let's take 111. Hello? Okay, well, they dropped. No, I'm not going to tell you one of our biker stories. It wasn't a Spice song clip. Today's date is August 12th of 2021. Oh, okay, let's take some callers. 111.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in host queue. You are now off the host queue. You are now in host queue. You are now off the host queue. You are now in host queue. You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue. You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue. You are now in the host queue. You are now off the host queue.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on.
Hello, Ken. I've seen some information that would indicate that you are now dating Rico. I would like to find out if that's true or not.
No, that's not true. I'm not dating Rico.
Okay. Well, it looks like there's a lot of information out there that says otherwise. Are you having to keep that on the down low because Farrar is listening?
No.
No. Okay. Does anyone else in the chat have any questions you want me to ask Kenny? Have you been put in any crates and dunked underwater lately?
No.
Do you think that Tony Farrar is secretly dating Doug?
No.
Okay. And, well, I guess that's all I have. Glad to hear you sound like you're doing well. Some people also think that there's something fishy going on at GRM, but you sound somewhat okay on the phone here. All right, please take some more calls and have a great evening.
You too. Okay. One.
You're kind of old pastor kid. This is Reverend Sherwood. We lost communication a little while ago. I'm so sorry about that. Did you hear what I was trying to say about Joe Gibson?
Yeah, I heard part of it.
Okay. Now, he had a guy on there that claimed to be a governor. And he was scaring everybody, saying that the next day that the United States would be under martial law, and that everybody would get the forced vaccinations. And he was trying to scare people, and it didn't happen. So that fake both that fake governor and Joe Gibson a liar. So I just pray that they repent for what they're doing, trying to skip people on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't listen to them anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to listen to them too, because that's not right, you know. You know, you have little kids listening, and that's not right. And then my second thing I wanted to say was a prayer for Mr. Tony Gargano. He's going through a relationship malfunction, and now he thinks he's a gangster. And by all means, you know, I'm not trying to ridicule him, but he ain't no gangster. I just pray that he find the Lord. And then there's another guy on the channel on Blog Talk called Bert McCucci, and he's a commander for the NSM. He's a Nazi.
NSM, yeah.
And I pray he find the Lord and he repents, you know, because not all Jews are bad. You know, we got some good ones, you know, like yourself, you know. So I just wanted to see if you could pray for all those three people.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep them in our prayers. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Pastor Ken, is there any more callers? Yeah, sure. Is there any more callers on the call?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of 111 callers. Let me bring them on.
Okay.
111, you're on the air. Hello?
Banjo.
Okay, 111.
Yes, this is Pastor Veal. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing great, Pastor Veal. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So there's one thing I just want to clear up here, and this is something that Tony Gaga told me, and I don't think this is real, but then I'm sorry if this is too personal. I really am. I'm not trying to break your balls over this or anything to that effect, but did you and Tony Farrar have a falling out?
No, we didn't.
Huh, and I wonder why Tony Gaga is telling me that. I'm curious.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's hearing fake news.
I guess it is fake news, and there's no breakup on Art Ash, as Mike Hunt has talked about. I just want to say hi to Ashley A., hi to Brother Art Ash, and hi to Tommy Monahan, all these wonderful people in here. So I got a message recently, and I think we can do this together, and we can put our prayer powers together as pastors. But I know very well of this case. This lawyer has been consulting with me recently, but Christina W. Chandler has been in some hot water recently. Can we pray for Christina W. Chandler and hope that she gets through her trial okay?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, I'll let you start off, Pastor Ken.
Okay. Well, whatever trials and tribulations is bothering Christina, may the Lord take them away. Okay? May the Lord show her a direction in which she needs to take. Okay? May he place his hands upon her, okay, and guide her. Amen.
Amen. Amen, and I'll just add on to that there. Dear Lord, our Father, I come to you in a time of need for my dear friend Christina W. Chandler, the creator of Sonnet Chew, Rose Chew, and all of the above, our goddess Blue Heart. We pray that Christina is able to make it through this trial, and her trials and tribulations come to a fruitful conclusion, and we pray for her mother, Barbara, that God may shoot ropes to her in this time of need. We pray that she stays strong, and we pray that both of them stay strong, and that you bring them to their knees, and you come inside of them in this time of need. Amen.
Amen.
And who's on the line here? Who's on the line here?
Oh, Pastor Via, this is Reverend Sherwood Lloyd. How you doing?
Hi, Reverend. I'm doing great on this wonderful, blessed day. I have been roped and been shot to me today, and I'm just happy as can be.
Hallelujah.
What have you called in for today?
I called in because I don't know if you know this guy named Joe Gibson. He had a person on the show claiming to be a governor of Colorado. And he's not even a governor. I mean, if he's a governor, then I'm an animal fun, you know, because this is wabbit season, you know, and I'm hunting for wabbits, you know. So, you know, and Joe Gibson's something else.
I've heard many things about this Mr. Gibson. He does not strike me as a good individual. I had a woman coming to my parish out in California the other day and told me that Joe Gibson out in the Carolinas had taken her into a shack and touched her inappropriately in several places.
Oh, my Lord.
Deeply unfortunate situation. I've had another person come to me and say that they walked in the Gold's Gym and Joey was intentionally flexing his legs in a way that exposed himself to a bunch of women,
and
they were just disgusted by this instance, and I am too, honestly. Joey definitely needs the prayers, and he definitely needs to come to God. Amen.
Amen. He sounds like a pervert. He sounds like a pervert.
Yeah, he is something else. He is something else. Pastor Ken, I'm curious. These prayers that you give out to people, they're a bit short sometimes. Do you think you can extend the prayers every so often?
Yeah, I guess I could.
I mean, you say like two or three words sometimes to these people, and they're really hurting. I mean, you got a lot of people hurting calling in here. And I don't know if do you know if Doug is on the line?
He's not on the line.
That's unfortunate because he definitely needs prayers, and I heard that you prayed for him on last episode. But unfortunately, I think Doug has slid back into his alcoholism. I received a message from him the other day saying that he had bought a 40 from his local party store as well as a few cases of Coors Light, and that he ended up passed out in the back of his friend's truck, and he was driven across state lines. Really crazy stuff.
Oh, Lord. Now, who's this guy named Doug? I don't really know too much about him.
Pastor Ken, do you want to tell who Doug is?
No, I'll let you. Go ahead.
Douglas, our friend Douglas, is an individual and a longtime caller of the Tony Talk show, which Pastor Ken and I both call in to every once in a while. And our friend Doug has been struggling with alcoholism for his entire life. He buys cheap vodka and he drinks it, and he just drinks himself to death, and he hasn't been good to his daughter. Somebody is saying here, and I've heard of this, I've heard this rumor that they saw Doug sodomize a roadkill groundhog, which is just gross. But Doug is he suffers from alcoholism.
Oh, my Lord.
He suffers from sexual deviancy sometimes of his own family members. It's truly unfortunate.
God.
And he needs our prayers. He needs our prayers. Amen.
He sounds like a total depraved man.
He is. He truly is when he's off his rocker, so to speak. When he's falling off the wagon, he gets nasty. And we try to be his friend, and he rejects our friendship all the time. But when he's sober, he has these moments of clarity, and he says, Pastor Veal, I never should have touched my daughters that way, and I never should have touched my dog that way. I never should have put the peanut butter down there.
Oh, my Lord.
And he could be good when he's sober, but when he's drunk, he's something else. And I really think he needs our prayers. Amen.
Amen. Right now, I'm getting a revelation from the Lord. He's telling me something about Pennsylvania. Now, is this guy from Pennsylvania?
Amen.
Yeah.
He is from Pennsylvania.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, okay. I think he needs our prayers. I pray that the Lord shake him, wake him, and that he repents of all his sins, because we're living in a time where we don't know what's going to happen, and we pray that the Lord come back. And I just pray that Mr. Doug, I'm getting like a revelation right now. Is his last name Miles? Miles?
Yes, his name is Miles.
Okay. Because I thought it was Miles as far as, you know, the roads. But, yeah, I just pray that he finds his way, that he travels the miles to the Lord. And he repents, and that he becomes a new creature in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Ken, I'm going to let you go here. Do you have any other callers on the line?
Yeah, I have a couple.
Take those callers. Let's see if anybody else has something to say, a prayer or anything.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, 111.
Semen.
I believe that caller was saying something unfortunate, Pastor Ken.
Yeah,
oh,
that was Dickie Hopper. Okay.
He's quite a critter right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that all the calls that you had, Mr. Kid?
Well, I got two more. Let's see.
Oh.
111.
Hello.
This appears to be Kent. Hi, Kent.
Hello, Pastor Ken.
We got like the pastor's combination right now. That's awesome.
Amen.
Kenny.
Yes, Pastor Ken.
I want to say hello, and I hope everybody is blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Kent, are you calling from a bathroom by any chance?
I am dropping several little pieces. I wanted to apologize to my friend Kenny, because a long time ago I called him a retard. And I wanted to apologize for that. Because when
Thank
I did
you.
That, yes, I am very sorry. You see, Kenny, when I called you a retard, I was offending the retards, comparing them to your dumbass, Kenny.
Uh-huh.
I apologize to them for that. I also wanted to be the olive branch giver and say that I forgive you, Kenny. I forgive you.
Okay.
Do you forgive me, Kenny?
Yeah, I forgive you, Kent.
Okay. And I hope you recover from the pedosexuality you've been going through, Kenny. It is a hard road. That is what she said. But you will get through it, my son.
Yes.
You have to believe. And don't forget to donate to Abbott House or to GRN, because the money will go to me or Benjamin anyway. Brief exemption. The third. They do. And they want to say hello to the people on the line. Who do we have here tonight? Kim Copper's GRM.
Oh, okay, let me take another caller here. 909.
Orale, what's happening there, old? This is
what's up,
Beanie?
Hey,
Beanie
Loco.
Hey. Hey, how you doing? Just calling, you know, to say hello. You know, and I hope Doug's not talking bad about me.
No, Doug hasn't said anything.
Oh, because he has an obsession with me or something. But, yeah, I just called to say hello to you and to Pastor Veal.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
That's
me, you crazy bean.
Oh, and Pastor Kit, how you doing?
Nick is much better. After I gave you that PlayStation 6.
Yeah, I got the PlayStation 5, you know, the one that you sent me, the one from Mexico. I don't know if you remember that.
Cinco, the Drinko.
Yeah, you gave it to me on, it was like a present for Cinco de Mayo.
Well, hey, listen, guys,
I want you to
we're getting ready
show
to end
the
here in about
Ken.
47 seconds.
Ken, okay. I got one last for you. Is it true, Mike Hunt here says that Rico and you have a sexual relationship. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Are you sure? It's in the lie,
yes.
Ken.
I'm positive.
Hey, folks.
All right, are you going to close out the show, or do you want me to do it?
Well, you can go ahead and close out the show. Go ahead, Pastor Bill.
Lord, I thank you for this beautiful show, for this opportunity to be with Pastor Ken Fishman here. I pray for Christina Weston Chandler, and I pray for Barbara Chandler, and I pray for our friend Doug that he stops drinking so much. Amen. And I pray that I can become co-host
Amen.
Of the show someday. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You never know, Pastor Vio. You might.
Amen.
Anus, rectum, and penis.
Huh?
Okay, well, God bless everybody.
All right, God bless you, Wade.
Amen.
Yep, the show is over.
Bye,
yes,
Farrar.
Because you're a bitch, Kenny.
Bye-bye, all.
What
God bless.
Bitch,
God
Kenny.
Bless everybody.
Even bitch, Kenny.